Hello.
Hello, my name is LaShonda, and I'm returning the call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I just need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who is in need of a callback, please?
Yes. And my name is Deborah Williams. Deborah Y. Williams.
How can I help you?
Calling. I haven't done this in a while, and I'm not for sure how to file a claim. You have to do your claims every week.
Yes.
Am I doing it right? Is this the right number to call?
When was your last day of work?
April the 28th.
Up 2024.
Yeah, 2024.
When did you file your initial claim?
It's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks last week. 3 weeks this week.
Okay. What does your claimant portal say?
What is that?
That's where you go online and you look up your claim and you see what's going on with your claim at all times. It lets you know everything that's going on with your claim.
Oh, I haven't been online. I haven't even tried to go online for it. I've just been doing it by the phone.
Okay. Can I have your social security number?
416-960-355.
Can I have your name?
Deborah, that's Deborah Williams, Williams.
Can I have your date of birth?
6/12/1962.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Williams, Williams.
Can I have your driver's license number or your ID number?
My what now?
Your ID number or your driver's license number?
My driver's license number is 49-64-65-0.
Thank you. One moment. So I have your claim open. It doesn't look like you have a claim open at all.
What I called her, I talked to a young lady, but I forgot what her name is.
Did you get a transaction number?
No, I can't remember what the conversation was about. I thought I had done everything I was supposed to be doing. What is it I need to do right now?
So you'll need to open up a new claim.
Okay, so do I do that with you, or what do I need to do?
You can do it over the phone with me.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, we can start now.
Okay, great. So the first questions are going to be, language questions. They would like to know, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
The next questions are fraud questions. They would like to know, do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Baby, ain't nothing false about this right now. I got bills to pay, car to pay for. Ain't nothing false about this. I don't have a job.
Okay. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. One moment. My system's loaded. One moment. It'll probably be longer than that. It usually don't take, it takes longer than 2 weeks for it to be approved.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. I show these folks my car.
I just don't want you to be under a false pretense.
No, but ain't nothing false about this, babe. I need a job. Y'all hire it.
Not that I know of, I'm sorry.
But I'm serious.
I understand. Have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment?
No, I haven't. I haven't filed for unemployment in years.
What was the reason for the break in your claim?
What you mean?
Why
I'm filing?
No, why you stopped filing before.
Oh, I found a job. That was, oh, Lord. I forgot what year it was. Was it 2011, 2010, I don't remember. I'm sorry, babe, but I don't even know what year it was right now, and see, I've been on this job for 4 years, and the last job I had, I was on it for 5 years, and the last one before that, I was on it for 3, and the one before that, I was on it for 15, so I don't know.
So did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I have never been out of state to file an employment for anything.
So, have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, Never been in the military.
The next questions are TR questions. So if you are not, if you haven't been notified of TRA or TAA, then the answer is going to be no, okay?
Okay.
So have you already filed for a regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for a trade adjustment assistance?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance?
No. I don't even know what that is.
That's okay. That is just fine. So, have you changed your name since the last time you filed?
No, my name is, this is my maiden name.
Have you worked for or worked under a different name in the last 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the last 2 years?
No.
Can I have your telephone number?
Area code 334-412-6132.
One moment. One moment, I have some information I have to enter. Was that a driver's license number you gave me or ID number?
My driver's license.
Thank you. One moment. Is that Alabama?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. One moment, I have a system error. One moment. I'm still trying to get my system to move correctly. One moment. One moment, please. I'm still trying to get back there. One moment. Let's see if it'll let me through this time.